episode 133 of Taking the Charge with you from Vista, California. This is David Hine of Hine News. Thanks for stopping by. This is going to be a very, very, very short one. I am in the middle of travels and lots of stuff going on, so I'm basically just going to throw the interviews out there that I had planned for this week, let you know who's talking, and kind of go with that. Apologies for not having more to offer this week, but like I said, just so much stuff going on. I'm actually traveling on the Wednesday when the podcast comes out, so I just need to get it done. Tuesday is actually when I'm recording this, and but I definitely wanted to get you guys a podcast, obviously. The ways you can contact us, there's hinenews.com, which is the website. You can go to Facebook, and that's, you put in Taking the Charge, and you'll get the group for Taking the Charge. There's also hinenews@gmx.e, hinenews, H-E-I-N-N-E-W-S, at gmx.e. And, of course, on Twitter, I'm at hinenews, H-E-I-N-N-E-W-S. Also, there's the iTunes, so go there, rate, and review us. Would love to have some of that. So, I'm still here in the States, and had a chance to go to the Los Angeles West Regional, but don't have much time to talk about it. Sorry about that. Obviously, we know that Wisconsin made it from there, and they'll be playing Kentucky in the Final Four, and then it's Michigan State against Duke on the other side. So the interviews we have this week, we'll go in order. Had a chance to talk to the Gonzaga guys up in Seattle. So that's Domantas Sabonis, Kyle Welcher, and the big guy, Mr. Karnofsky. After that, you'll be hearing from Mats Stockman, big Norwegian with Louisville. So again, Domantas Sabonis, Kyle Welcher, Prejom Karnofsky, and then after that, we head over to Louisville and talk to Mats Stockman. So we'll catch you on the other side of those four interviews.
Thomas,
yeah.
This is a big dance. This is where everybody wants to be. How do you feel?
I feel excited. I just can't wait to play tomorrow.
What's it like to be here? I mean, the whole season you work and get there. You guys are here now. Biggest expectation, you know, playing at home state, everything. Thoughts about that?
Oh, it's great. We worked all of our season to get here. I think we're ready, and we just want to go out and play and show everyone that we can do it.
Is there any pressure at all playing in the home state?
I personally like it more. I like playing in front of a home crowd. It's funner, and it gets everyone going. So.
Last time we saw each other was over the summer. You kind of knew you were coming here. Thoughts about the development of how you've gone through, maybe how you started and where you're at now?
At first it was kind of hard to get used to the basketball here and everything, and coaches and staff and my teammates were all really helpful, and every day in practice just got easier.
How easy was it having like Karnofsky here, having some of the Canadians who also play a little bit more of a international basketball, you know, how much help was that?
Yeah, I think the biggest help I had was Shemek Karnofsky. He helped me a lot. Since day one he was with me, teaching me things, explaining me like the difference in the language and words, and it really helped me.
Where do you see your game? You know, where do you see your game? You're four, five months in now. Where do you see your game?
I don't know. We'll see. I just want to go out and play and be tough and help my team out in every way possible.
How do you think you've improved?
I think I've improved in many ways. I think defense, dribbling in the post, just team basketball.
Expectations here. I know a lot of people, obviously, first round you're here, and people, you know, want you to win. Expectations about what you guys want to do here in the tournament?
So far we just want to go game by game. game first, and then we'll see what's going to happen.
What do you guys have to do to be successful?
I think we just have to be the more aggressive team, come out, play as a team, and stick together, work as a team.
Biggest thing you miss about being in Europe?
The food.
The food, for example? I mean, you were in Spain, so yeah. Obviously.
Paella. Spanish food, jamón serrano.
Best thing about being in America?
The team, the staff, everyone has been really great.
Is it what you thought it was going to be like?
Yeah, even better. It's even better.
All right, let you go with that. Kyle, you're here. Thoughts about being here? Second seed. Thoughts about being here?
We're really excited to go. This is the moment we've been waiting for all year. This is what we work for, so we're really zoned in right now and focused on the game tomorrow.
Talk about the expectations for you guys, maybe playing here in the home state in front of a Seattle crowd, which will probably be pretty jumping for you guys.
Yeah, we could just use that to our advantage, hopefully, get them on our side and play with even more emotion, and hopefully that'll help.
So, like, for you to be in the tournament, after not being there last year?
Really good feeling, just a good time for redemption, so hopefully all that hard work will pay off, and we're just wanting to go one at a time.
Is redemption, is that something that you think about? I mean, knowing what happened, you know, in Kentucky, is that something that is on your mind?
Definitely, and no one really expects us to go far, so we want to prove them wrong.
Do you feel that that people don't expect you to go very far?
Yeah, definitely. No one really expects us to make it all that way, so we just want to take one game at a time and hopefully have a good result.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys need to do to be successful?
Play really hard, play Gonzaga basketball, share the ball, just do things that we've been doing all year, and hopefully it'll work out for us.
You guys have a lot of international players. Does that help you guys?
It doesn't really matter where we're from, but we have a lot of talent, a lot of depth, and hopefully we can just share the ball, because when we're sharing the ball, we're at our best.
What's it like playing with Kevin, guy who just really, when he's on, can really, like you say, get you guys in places that you can then share the ball?
It's awesome. He runs a show. He's very unselfish. Everyone on our team is so unselfish. So, he's great. And hopefully we can just come out and play hard.
What's it like playing with Domas? Obviously, there's the huge name, and playing professionally in Spain. Obviously, there's the development, the change to get used to the speed and everything else, physicality. But what do you think about him and his development?
Oh, he's awesome. He comes off the bench and has so much energy for our team, and he gets us fired up. So we just wanted to play confidently, and then when he's playing at his best, we're really good.
Come back to you. You were out. You know, you're practicing whatever. Where do you see your game? What you working on? Where do you think you're at?
I think we're at our best right now, and hopefully our best basketball will be in this tournament. I put a lot of hard work in, and so has everyone on this team. So this is the time to show it, and we're just really excited for this moment.
I'll let you go with that. Good luck. Thanks. Business really quick.
Okay.
You guys are here. Congratulations, you're back. Number two seed. How's it feel to be back?
It's good. You know, I said before, we play here every year, but, you know, Seattle should be lucky for us. I hope to see many Zach fans here, and I hope they're going to help us to advance to the second week.
Do you think there's a little bit high expectations, a little bit pressure, because you are playing here and all? Is that something you guys feel, or do you guys want to feed off the positive energy?
You know, you don't need to look at it. You know, all that matters right now, it's what's inside of the team, you know, between me and the teammates, between me and the coaches. You know, that's all that matters right now. So we just have to be focused on the game. We have game tomorrow, and we can watch other games on TV, but the way, like, thinking ahead is just stupid, because you have to win one game at a time. If we win North Dakota State, then you take next game. You cannot think about ahead. It's just stupid.
Talk a little bit about you and your game and your development. Freshman year, you were kind of just getting used to everything, getting used to lifestyle, getting used to the standard. Second year, you know, more of a role, and, you know, this year Domas comes in, and, you know, other guys, you know, Kyle comes in, and so you have a little bit of a different role. Talk about you and what you've been able to really do well on this team, and maybe how it's changed.
You know, I like, you talk about Domas, I see Domas kind of like my freshman year, you know, like getting used to it, you're getting used to American South basketball and just living here. So, you know, I tried to help him as much as I could, show him around, you know, introduce him to people, and I think he's feeling more and more comfortable every day. And just the way right now you know, we have a roles on the team. You know, I'm just big guy. You know, I'm trying to protect the paint, don't let anyone score close to the basket. You know, be physical, be big, and just finish inside.
And still passing.
Still passing. If I can, if they're gonna bring double, I'm gonna try to pass.
What you like to do?
Yeah, I like it. I enjoy it. If I can get my teammate open shot, you know, open look. I know Kevin, Gary, you know, Kyle, and second Kyle, they're gonna knock them down.
Yeah. So you mentioned Domas really quick. Let's go back to him really quick, because he's, you know, played professionally in Spain, and now he's here. You know, in a pretty big time program. Talk about his development. Where he came in and where he's at now.
You know, he came in. He was aggressive, but I think he's more physical right now. You know, the way he plays, he's not afraid of being physical. You know, and go through bodies. You know, get that contact. So I think that's one of his changes. You know, he was already a great rebounder, and you know, that's what he gets to the team in that aspect is just amazing. So he's only a freshman, so I just cannot wait to see what he's gonna bring in the next couple of years.
Talk about your future. One more year. What are you thinking about in general? Just over the rest of the college career.
You know, we have this tournament going on right now, and that's all is on my mind right now. And I'm not trying to think ahead. Like I said, this is the most important part of the year, and the part of the year that we are looking forward since we start official practices in November. So you just have to enjoy it and, you know, make it special.
Second weekend, you haven't been there yet. How nice will it be at least to be there?
It will be awesome. We'll go to Houston and play in second week. It will be awesome. But like I said, we're trying to take one game at a time and don't put in our heads, you know, Sweet 16, Elite 8. That's not what it is about right now. You know, we have to win first game. That's all that matters. North Dakota State, and that's it.
Thomas said one of the best things that you guys do is that you're unselfish and you pass the ball. What makes this team really so good?
Yeah, I think he's right. You know, we are. I think our field goal percentage is the best in the country. So you just look at it. You know, we have me, Kyle, and Domas inside, and you know, we have us three big guys surrounded with shooters from outside. You know, we have Byron who can slash and all that kind of stuff. So I think we have all the pieces, and just be the unselfishness for our team is a key aspect.
How disappointed you that Liberty weren't able to make it with Tomas Gisel?
I wasn't happy about that, but he was injured since like December or January, so you know, I just hope he'll be healthy.
Right, I know others want to talk to you, so Matt Stockman, congratulations, you're here at the NCAA's. Thoughts about being here?
Oh, it's great. It's the first time I'm here, so it's going to be an amazing experience and really get a taste of how March Madness is like.
Talk a little bit about your journey. A couple years ago, you were still back in Norway, went through Spain, and now you're here. Talk about that journey.
That was a really long journey. And as I said before, like, I never, when I went to Spain, I expected colleges to, like, you know, look at me, but I never expected I would go to Louisville at all. I just played basketball down there, and colleges started coming, watching us, and then one day they said Louisville was going to come in, and then they recruited me. So I was just amazed by the whole process.
When was your first memory of the NCAA tournament?
First memory? I actually watched the Syracuse Louisville game, and I went to overtime, and Louisville ended up winning. That's the first game I watched of the March Madness.
Yeah. And we're hooked.
Yeah, definitely.
Talk about how you went to Canarias, BC, BA. Obviously, it's a really reputable program. How did that work that you went there?
It was actually when I was about 16, 17, they have offered me to come down there, and I said no the first time, but then the second time I realized I would have to go there or stay home and focus on my studies. And so I went all in for basketball, and I told them I would be coming over, and they were really happy to have me down there, and then yeah, that was it.
Talk about that program. They really drill you and everything. You know, they give you the time to go to school as well, but just talk about how good they are in developing kids.
Yeah, that's their main focus, developing kids. There's almost none, like, we don't practice as teams at all. It's individual practices every single day. You have 5 a.m. practices about 4 times a week. When you come back, you go straight to school. Then you come back from school at around 4 o'clock. You do weights and then practice again at 7 o'clock. And practice goes on until like 11 at night. And then you come back, eat late dinner, and go to sleep. And that's everyday routine.
I mean, there's, I think, 70 guys who have been in the NCAAs from that program. I mean, that's, and there's more coming this coming year. How what does it say about that program that they're able to do that?
I mean, the program,
the islands.
The program is extremely tough, and every single year there's guys who quit. But if you're able to sustain that hard work and you can go through it all and just get better every day, then it will pay off in the end, definitely, because the developing curve just goes up.
You're here in Louisville, obviously such a huge name. It's like being here.
It's amazing.
With coach, obviously.
Absolutely. When I think about it, you know, it feels unreal still. But I'm so extremely thankful and happy that I'm here. And I'm so glad that I went to CBA. It paid off big time. I could never have imagined.
Going from where you were when you came here to where you're at right now, what's the biggest thing you've developed so far here?
The biggest thing I've developed here in Louisville?
Yeah.
I guess just a better attitude, actually, because I have a bad attitude if I mess up or something like that, but I've gotten much better at that, and that's big, like a big part of, like a bad habit that I've been having for a long time, and I feel like it's gone, so.
Where's your game? Where do you think you're at? I mean, not getting a lot of time, but where do you think your game's at?
Coach B has actually been telling me he thinks I'm doing really good, and the last month I've improved a lot. So he's going really well for me, improving wise, and then I can just, whenever he decides to play me, I'll be ready and get in the game. And I really feel myself that I've improved a lot during the season.
A couple of international guys on us, and the two Sudanese, one of Australia. But what's that like having those guys here? You know, a little bit of an international flair.
It's fun because, you know, they know a bit about, you know, we can talk about other cultures, like where we come from, and not just like, since, you know, Americans, they don't know a lot about our cultures, but we know a lot about each other's cultures, so we can talk, we can relate.
The biggest thing, or the funniest story about somebody asking you about what's going on in Norway?
Well,
sure, you heard plenty.
There was one guy who thought that polar bears was walking around in the streets of Norway, and I said, yes, that's true. Every day I see a polar bear in the streets in Norway, and they actually believe that, because they know nothing about Norway.
What do they know? I mean, do they know anything? I mean, if you ask a European, they'll say, oh, there's a skier, you know, like Jans Rud or whatever, you know. But what would an American know? Anything?
American, they just ask, they just say, skiing must be big in Norway. That's the thing. Yeah.
Talk about Norwegian basketball. How much do you think that you being here, especially at a program like this, will help Norwegian basketball?
It will help because, you know, since the sport is so small in Norway, it would probably inspire a lot of guys to try the sport of basketball and, you know, try to explore, go outside of Norway. And, you know, even just go to Sweden, which is the neighbor country. Sweden is a lot better than Norway in basketball. They already have a couple of guys in the NBA, and I just hope that the sport keeps on growing and then guys can, like, get the courage to try out college because, you know, it's a great experience.
Take your route, go CBA to the NCAA, huh?
Exactly.
Do you think about going back playing for the senior national team? What's your thoughts about Norway? Have you talked to them at all? I mean, obviously you're still young, but what are your thoughts about senior national team?
Yeah, I haven't talked to them a lot about it, but if they offered me, I would choose to stay here in the summer and just develop and work on my game rather than going with the senior national team.
We're here at the NCAAs. What do you guys? You guys are obviously one of the highly regarded teams in the whole tournament. What are your thoughts about that? Where do you, you know, what do you think about the attitude you guys have, and what do you need to do to be successful here?
I feel like we have a great team attitude right now, and we're all bought in on, you know, the team concept, you know, passing the ball, giving guys open shots, and just following the offensive game plan. And right now we have a great team chemistry, everybody's getting along, and it's something that really shows in practice, and hopefully we can transfer that to games. If we play with that team chemistry as we do in practice, if we put that into games, then we're pretty damn good.
Okay, fantastic stuff. Yeah, so basically, I'm going to leave it with that for this week. Just need to let you know what you're listening to. Those very faithful to the show may recognize this from a long time ago. The song is called Night Owl, and it's from the band Broke for Free. And, of course, it is on freemusicarchive.org. So with that, we will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.